Hello, everybody. How's it going? Welcome to another edition of Terrible Towel Talk. It is Sunday, January 23rd. It is game day. The long wait is nearly over, and we are certainly glad about that. I am here at McGovern's Irish Pub in downtown St. Paul, home of the Steeler Fans of Minnesota, the official Minnesota Steeler Fan Club, the largest and the best. I'm here with my brother Neil and two very key members, important members in the Steeler Fans of Minnesota. The mayor, as we call him, Paul Palmer, is comfortably sitting in a lazy boy chair here. He's got a leg issue. Maybe we can talk about that a little bit. And Glenn Leonberger, the man who drives raffles and tickets and prizes and all manner of things. Neil, why don't we talk to Glenn and Mayor Paul real quick and get some pregame vibe going here.
Let's do it. Thank you, Adam. This is Neil. What I really wanted to ask you guys about is the organization of this group. And Paul, I'm going to start with you. Talk a little bit about putting all of this together. You've got about 10 minutes before everybody else is coming up. What are you thinking right now? What's your feeling?
Well, first of all, Neil, what I want to do is whatever Glenn tells me to do. If, you know, it's nice of you to ask me to speak about these things. But the mastermind behind all of this organization is this guy right here. And he puts it all together, and I just sort of bask in the in the afterglow of it all and get all the kudos for it. Glenn, talk about organization.
Well, we, about 4 years ago, we moved to a new bar. Our old bar got sold, and we needed a new place. And we knew if we wanted to go in and tell people that we were going to guarantee a large number of fans so we could just totally take over a part of their bar, that we needed to start getting better organized. And so we got to a process where we thought we were going to start giving away free prizes at intermission. And everybody who comes to one of our games gets a ticket. It doesn't cost a dime to get in the door. And you get a ticket, and we give away a couple hundred dollars worth of Steelers stuff every game. And come playoff time, it gets bigger and it gets better. And we fund it with raffles and so people can choose to participate as much as they want. And, you know, if you got no money, you don't have to participate. You show up, you can win a prize. If you want to donate some money and put it into a raffle, you got a chance to win some better Steeler stuff like jerseys and things like that, and you help fund our prizes. And that is what has helped drive this, because our main goal was, we knew the Steelers are so darn popular that the national media wants to put them on TV every week, and people can stay home and watch them. And if we want to get them out of their houses and to this bar, we need to do something that makes our game day experience better than what they can ever get at home.
People certainly came out in force. The last AFC Championship game that we had, and the thrilling, dramatic victory over the hated Baltimore Ravens. Paul, why don't you talk a little bit about that? That last game, in my opinion, was probably the best one that I saw within these walls here at McGovern's. What was that like from your perspective?
Well, I think it was the ideal game. I think it pitted two almost similar teams. I think the difference between the two is in their character. I think that the Steelers are a team that quietly goes about and does what they say they're going to do. And I think that the Baltimore Ravens are still trying to climb that ladder. And as such, there's a lot of bombast. There's a lot of, yelling and screaming in order to get their own juices flowing. And I think in the big game, it played against them. And the Steelers quietly, after a few fumbles in the first half, decided to get it all together. And once they decide to play football, it was game, set, match. There was just no doubt about it.
Well, today we're certainly playing another team that likes to talk a lot. Glenn, what are the Steelers' chances today? What do you think is going to happen?
Well, in my mind, there's really two keys to this game, and they're the only two things that can trip up the Steelers. One is special teams. People have to do what they're supposed to on special teams, both directions. Coverage and in returns, no penalties, that's a big deal. And the other thing is protect the ball all day long. If the Steelers do those two things, I believe they will win this game. And our motto today at McGovern's and the Steelers Fans of Minnesota, we have our own thing about the J-E-T-S, and that is J, just, E-end, T, their, S, season. J-E-T-S, just end their season. That's what the Steelers are going to do today.
We'll be chanting that for sure. Adam, what do you think?
Well, I think Glenn said it best, and I, too, think in agreement with Paul, I'd like to bring his point over from the Ravens game and apply it to the Jets game. If we decide to play Steelers football and we come out with a little bit of fire and a little bit of concentration, I don't honestly think they can handle us. I know they beat us in a close one last time. We didn't have Troy. We didn't have Heath Miller. I think those two things are going to be a key difference, and I like our chances today. We've been here before. We know what we're doing. They're the young, cocky upstart team. It's time to take them down a peg, I think.
And I want to add, in that last game, not only did we not have Heath Miller and Troy Polamalu, but number 92 played with a really bad back and was not at full strength. And number 7 was hobbling on a really bad foot, and he's going to be a lot better. I'll tell you what, the Jets are coming in with, again, even more bravado than the Baltimore Ravens. You know their old cheer, J-E-T-S, Jets, Jets, Jets? I think they've been misspelling it all these years. The way I feel it, it's J-E-S-T, surely you jest.
That's good. That's good as well. Well, I think that's going to wrap up this edition here today. We're looking forward to the game. We're going to be here all day, so certainly if you're in the Twin Cities area and you're listening to this, come on down, say hi to the mayor, give Adam and I a shout, and go Steelers.
Go Steelers.
Glenn,
say go Steelers.
Go Steelers.
There we go. More later. Thanks very much.